Hey there, I'm Rachel Corbett and welcome to Small Change, the podcast that's all about the small changes you can make that will make a big difference to your finances. Today we're tackling the big topic of money in relationships. Whew! Something that our expert, financial advisor and founder of Money Mode, Renee Virko, reckons you need to get comfy with.
According to Relationships Australia, money stress is the number one contributor to relationships breaking down. Doesn't really matter where you are at on your journey or even how long into the relationship you may be, money is a topic that you need to set aside some dedicated time to talk about. So I'm going to give you a few conversation starters today. The first thing I would say that if you are in a space where you are arguing about money, the thing to note is that the arguments are actually never usually about the money at all. So the very first thing in starting the money conversation is to go back and start talking about your money stories. Number two is to chat about exactly where you're at right now. Number three is talking about what your goals are for the future. And number four is doing a stop, start, keep exercise on how you're going to move forward. So if we go back to the first one about talking about your money story. So all of us have a unique money story. It's how we're made up. It's the messages that we received when we were growing up, things that we observed from our families in our early childhood. So those messages that we receive will be setting up some foundations for how we think and feel about money and how that plays out in our life going forward. And there might be experiences that you've had when you first started earning money, when you first started working, that will also impact how money plays out in your relationship. Once you've had that chat, and it will no doubt be a deep and heavy chat, but it will uncover so much about your relationship, then you need to start looking at exactly where you're at right now. What's your financial position? And how are you going to handle money in your relationships? It's okay if one person plays sort of the key role in managing the finances, but you both need to know sort of what's happening in the daily running of your finances. And then it's looking at number three, which I talked about, was your goals for the future. So looking at, you know, where are you headed? You might have individual goals, but it's really important to have some shared goals as well. That will help get you on the same page and get you working towards something together. And then this stop, start, keep exercise. So you can just write down on a piece of paper together, stop, start, keep. And they're the sorts of habits or practices that you have got in place that you need to start doing to help get you towards meeting your goals. The things that you need to stop doing, the things that are counterproductive towards you achieving your goals, and the things that you need to keep doing, the things that are working well. It's always important to remind ourselves of the things that are working well and that you need to keep doing those. The most important thing to remember is to keep an open mind when you're having this conversation. Be prepared to share and be prepared to speak up.
Go on, rip the band-aid off. I know it's uncomfortable talking about money, but you are seeing this person in the nude, for goodness sake. So pluck up the courage and get it out of the way. Maybe do it nude. That'll be extra weird. If you've been enjoying all the tips and tricks from our wonderful experts, then make sure you rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. And if you've got a question or you just want to tell us about the amazing convo you had in the nude with your partner, then email us at smallchange@novapodcast.com.au. Do things just get weird? I'm out of here. See you Friday.